father, mother.
And together they're your
parents.
And how about your grandparents? So that you know, what do you call your grandfather?
Happy.
All right, what do you call your grandmother?
Granny.
All right. And all of your, that person's married might have several.
Grandchildren.
Or just several.
Children.
All right. And how about a name that isn't the actual name that you personally baptized in prison? Might say that's just another name that's kind of made up. What would you call that?
Nickname.
All right. And something you put a baby in to take it out for a walk.
Buggy.
Right. And if you did that, you'd kind of go to what the baby?
Walk the baby.
You're talking about two boys. Let's say they're twins. Three boys. They're triplets. And you say, they're all the same age, but you speak about in terms of being grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, but that one over there, he's the most
mature.
Yeah, I was using a form of grown up, though. You say,
he's the oldest?
Yeah, but they're all the same age.
Oh.
One is more mature. And but you want to use a form of using grown up in that.
He's more grown up?
Yeah, the most.
The most grown up?
If you have a male offspring, that would be your
son.
And if you're a female,
daughter.
And she's not a boy, but a
girl.
If a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
And are there any jocular terms or other terms you use which is familiar with instead of pregnant? Give her a crude term for that.
No, you say she's going to have a baby.
Okay. What about the woman who assists in the birth of a baby? Not necessarily a woman that would assist in delivering a baby.
Another thing, yes.
Yeah, that'll be in a hospital, but someone who might just be out in the country or something.
Is that what you call a midwife?
Sure it is. If a boy has facial features very similar to his father, you might say that boy
looks like his father.
And if he behaves very much like his father, it's the same kind of behavior.
He acts like his father.
All right. And so that woman really had a hard life. Her husband died and four children. She
raised them herself.
Okay. And if a child's bad, the parent might say, you be good or you're going to get
a whipping.
All right. Now, is that very serious? A whipping, is that a mild or a strong punishment?
It'd be somewhere, somewhere in between, I guess.
What are the extremes?
Well, the extreme of mild would be just saying you better not do that.
Yeah.
The extreme and the strong, be, I guess, it's beating him up pretty good.
All right. Now, there's something, what would be something milder than a whipping, you know, that involves some kind of
standing in a corner.
Yeah, but how about being actually struck?
Oh, slapping in the face or something like that.
Well, what I was getting at, would you ever use the term spanking or something?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what was that?
Spanking.
Now, that would be milder than a whipping.
Yeah.
And something really, really strong would just be
really
beat them up or
mm-hmm.
something like that, okay.
Yeah.
You ever use familiar with a term like a frailing or something like that for a very strong?
I've heard it. It's not used too much. So.
Right.
And frail, a tar, or something.
Yeah, okay. And if you haven't seen a child for a long time, and say, my, how you
grown up.
And he really did what?
He really grew up.
Uh-huh. You could almost see them
grow.
And an illegitimate child is called born out of wedlock.
I don't know what you're saying.
How about the term bastard?
Yeah.
Did you use that term yourself? If you were talking about it.
Well, no. It's not used so much around here.
What would they use?
I guess they'd just say he was, mother wasn't married or something like that. You know, in describing him being born that way.
But if they said something, he's a little what?
He's a little bastard.
Yeah,
if they were talking about him,
But you think, yeah, but would the term bastard be used that many of they would, I mean, they would probably avoid using the term.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's more of a pejorative term that
yeah.
you use for basically the little bastard. You might not be talking about having any Jewish
no.
marital relationship.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
It's not used so much in that
yeah,
sense,
just,
you know.
Yeah, just as a pejorative term for the purpose. He's talking about, what's the comparative form of loving? Say, Mary is a loving child, or Nellie is a loving child, but Mary is even...
more loving?
Sure. And if your sister had a child...